jobs report out Friday missed estimates, but it was still good enough for Fed watchers to price in a rate hike in March. So is the labor market in good or bad shape right now? We've got Brian Chung on the case in this week's Yahoo U. Brian.
Well, the winter holiday is over, so welcome back to class. And, you know, people like to fixate a lot on the headline number, how many payrolls were added in a given month, as we saw on Friday. But in the context of this current jobs recovery, we actually need to look at the pool of all labor, which is going to tell you more than just how many payrolls were gained in a given month. And in fact, we can pull much more interesting stories from other statistics that are provided from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, like the labor force participation rate. And it's calculated as the entire labor force available to work divided by the whole population that's over 16 years old. Because, of course, you know, we're not trying to put five-year-olds to work here. But what does the labor force, the numerator here, mean? It's not just people working right now or the employed, but it actually also includes the people that are looking for work. So in some cases, the unemployed. Now, the people who are not counted as being in the labor force would be people who just aren't interested in working, be it retirees or other types of reasons. Now, right now, the labor force participation rate is 61.9% as of the reading that we got on Friday. So it's about 62% of the entire population that's either working or, again, looking for work. Now, because of the economic shutdown in 2020 and the virus-related disruptions that have happened since then, it's really no surprise that the labor force participation rate is therefore down. So pre-pandemic, LFPA was about 63%. That cratered to about 60%, and then we bounced back a little bit. But to be honest, we can't really crack that 62% level. Now, on the surface, people might be saying, okay, we went from 63 to 62%. So that's really not that bad, right? But consider that every 1% drop in the labor force participation rate is a difference of about 2.6 million Americans at work. So that's maybe not a great thing, but we need to get a little bit of historical perspective here. So we're looking at the last 5 years here. And if we zoom out to the last 20 years, you can actually see a trend. The trend was going way down. And one simple explanation of all this is an aging workforce, right? It's not a nefarious reason. They're retirees that are neither working nor looking for work. So they're going to drop out of the numerator of the labor force participation rate. So if you really draw a line here, you can actually see that the 62% level that we saw, it really isn't out of trend. In fact, if anything, it's actually the edge up that we had seen in labor force participation rate before the pandemic that may have been out of trend. So naturally, the question is, well, what was happening there? Well, a big story really involves, again, those retirees. So at the time, a tight labor market actually had a lot of retirees either pushing back their retirement or deciding after retiring that, you know, maybe they actually wanted to go back to work again. Now, the pandemic might be reversing that because, again, a lot of the older people who might be more at risk of dying from COVID maybe decided, all right, now is the time for me to call it quits really for good. Now, there are other factors too, though, right? So we talked about retirees, but there's also caretakers that need to take care of either the elderly or handle children that are at home, especially with the COVID-related disruptions. They might not be working or looking for work. But there's also some cultural factors that might be happening here. Keep in mind that one of the hottest trends last year that we saw on Reddit was the R anti-work thread, right? There are people who are fed up with the way that they're being treated at work, in many cases, rightfully so. And they may be sidelining themselves from work for, you know, a little bit longer while they kind of shop out there for better working conditions. Now, at least for right now, it's a little bit too early to say if these two factors are going to weigh down further on labor force participation over the medium or long run. But we need to kind of keep that in mind. Now, for right now, we can look at an alternative reading that kind of shows, at least for right now, things are still relatively good. And this is a variation of the labor force participation rate that strips out the factor of retirees that I was explaining earlier, because we're only looking here at 25 to 54 years of age. So the prime age labor force participation rate. And you can see we saw a similar drop off as the regular LFPA, right? The trend was at, 83% before the pandemic, 80% during the depths of the pandemic. And it's been kind of trending a little bit up, maybe not as fast as we would like, but we're at about 81.9% as of the last reading. But this trend is a little bit less flat than what we saw in that regular labor force participation rate that I had been showing you earlier in the presentation. So guys, the takeaway here is that some numbers may look bad on the surface, but they may be due to these structural factors that were already happening before the pandemic. Now, of course, these are aggregate figures and not every group is going to be experiencing the same thing. If you take a look at the Black unemployment rate, it actually ticked up between November and December. So there's disparate impacts on different types of groups. But on the whole, there are still jobs being added each month and participation really isn't all that much below trend, all of which are things to think about as we get into months 23 and 24 of this pandemic. But that wraps up this week's Yahoo U. Class is dismissed.
Yeah. And Brian, to follow up on that too, a student here with a question for the professor, when we talk about what Jay Powell might be doing with all this, right? We've talked about his stance is that he wants to see a broad-based recovery on the labor front. And as you noted, the Black unemployment rate ticked higher. So, I mean, when you dig into kind of how he's looking at it, do you get the sense that it's broad-based enough thus far, months into this thing?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You're going to get credit for participation in this semester, Zach. But we definitely do need to kind of look at how some of the different readings on the labor market, like, for example, unemployment rates among different groups, are kind of giving a little bit of credence to the Federal Reserve's stance right now of easy money policies. Because what we saw in the later parts of the post-2010 recovery was that the longer the Fed was able to hold interest rates relatively low, towards the end, it actually pulled in more marginal groups that had not benefited from previous post kind of economic shock recoveries. So that could be the case for this current recovery, where the Fed might say, well, maybe we can be a little bit more hesitant to tighten the spigot on our easy money policies, because the longer we let that run, the more that those lower income, in many cases, also marginalized groups can get back into the labor market. Now, of course, the other side of things is that in the uniqueness of this pandemic recovery, inflation is running out of control, and that's where the Fed needs to kind of balance. Well, if we tighten policy, we might be able to take care of inflation, but we could also leave some people on the sidelines, which means that these labor market readings and the way you're interpreting the economic numbers on that front is going to be very critical for exactly the timing of when the Fed wants to pump the brakes.
Yeah, we can expect that to really dominate the conversation in Jay Powell's confirmation hearing set to kick off tomorrow. Brian Chung, thanks so much for that.